The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, February 10th, 1980 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. And once again, it's time for African music. Hello and welcome, friends. I'm Rita Rochelle, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. This is Voice of America's special weekly program, and we feature the best in authentic traditional songs and dances, and we have recordings of popular music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. We have lots of good music, so stay with me as the ABC Band of Monrovia does the honors today as the lead group of musicians. Morris Dolly is the vocalist in a tune from their album titled May G. Starting things off for us today, that was the sound of the ABC Band of Monrovia, Liberia. Good music and a real solid beat. I like that. I'll have them on a little later, but right now we're going to say hello to Jeff Mikmo, Kasim Kiliza, Mathalan Amina, Lubunge Amani, and Male Dale Lupalila, a few of our friends from Tanzania. Thank you, friends, for being regular listeners to Music Time in Africa, and thank you for your letters. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you again. Our recordings of traditional music are from different parts of the continent, and I'll begin with music from Upper Volta. In this recording, a large group of Dian women from the village of Dolo in the district of Diabougou sing in the typical West African call and response style, and they're singing with accompanying hand clapping.
Get out of here.
This next selection of traditional music is from Zambia. It's music of the Lozi people, and it features music for a very old folk dance known as Imbunda. The accompanying drum is called a milupa, and a pair of friction sticks helps to enhance the dance rhythm. Absolutely fantastic, beautiful music. And from Zambia, let's go to Swaziland to listen to a large group of Swazi men and women singing a work song. This is really hard work, isn't it?
Yeshua Balem Kumba.
We certainly hope that you're enjoying the music, friends. We're listening to recordings made in different parts of Africa, and we've had examples of traditional music from Upper Volta, from Zambia, and from Swaziland. And they're all very good examples of the singing styles typical in those countries. One of my favorite recordings in our library is one that our music man Leo Sarkisian made when he attended the famous Marrakesh Folk Festival in Morocco. The festival has been an annual affair for many years, attracting audiences from all over the world. Well-organized troupes of folkloric musicians from different regions of the country come together once a year, and they compete for the honor of being the best organized group. Well, in some future program, I'll play a number of the excellent recordings Leo has made at these festivals, but right now, here's a small sample. This is the traditional dance troupe of Goulimine, an important desert town and marketplace in the southwest tip of Morocco. The music is performed by Guedre women, renowned for their unique dances and songs.
Muhammad, Wali al-Adi,
music of the Gedra of Goulamine in the southern part of Morocco, recorded by our music man Leo at the Folk Festival of Marrakesh. In central North Africa is the Republic of Chad, a country with rich cultural and musical traditions. I have a recording here made in the southeastern part of the country, home of the great Sara tribe with its many subdivisions of various peoples. The recording is music of the Sara Kaba, historically known as a great warrior tribe. Their musical poetry depicts extraordinary feats in battle. This selection is called Song of the Spear, and in the ancient past was used for strengthening the morale of warriors after a battle. And that was music from the Republic of Chad in central North Africa. I'll have more letters to acknowledge in a few moments, and we'll have another dance number by the ABC Band. But first I'd like to play one final selection of traditional music. This one is from Ivory Coast, and it's from the village of Povebo in the heart of Baoulé country. A group of Baoulé men and women are performing a very old folk dance known as Panda. Thank you. As you know, my colleague Leo Sarkisian is the one who prepares all the good music you listen to each week on these programs, and I think he did a pretty good job today. You've heard music from Liberia, Upper Volta, Zambia, Swaziland, Morocco, Chad, and Ivory Coast. We've really covered the African continent, haven't we? And that's why he's our favorite music man. Thank you, Leo, and thank you for your letters, Sammy Ngwese, Abel Ngila, Grace Samane, Marie Sambong, and T.F. Asangwing, all in Cameroon. And from Nigeria, thank you to Adolf Nwachukwu, Abdallah Arab Shua, to Brother Christian Pickett, to Nasidi Kano, and to Beji David. Thank you all again for your nice letters and for the nice things that you're all saying about our programs. I'd like to also mention that even though we're now in the month of February, Leo and I are still getting your wonderful Christmas cards and letters, many of your photos, or as some of you call them, postures. And one more reminder. When you write to us, please be sure to print clearly. We'd like to get your letters and answer them as quickly as possible, and this will help us to get them back to your local post office in quick delivery. And if you've got your pencils ready, I'll give you my address. It's Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. We promise that if you write to us, we will write to you, and we love getting your letters. So if you'd like to write, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. And be sure to print your addresses clearly rather than write. We'd like to get those letters answered and back to you as quick as possible. I promised that we would have more music by the ABC Band of Monrovia. They're a good group of musicians, and here's another tune from their album, Meiji. The lead vocalist is Hallowinger, and he sings about Marie.
Oh,
Time seems to run away from us when we're enjoying ourselves. But that does it for today, friends, for Music Time in Africa, and we hope you've enjoyed the recordings, and we hope that you'll plan to be with us again next week at this same time. I'm Rita Rochelle, saying so long for Music Time in Africa, but I'd like to invite you now to stay tuned in to the same frequencies and meter bands, because the latest news is coming up as the African service continues. My colleague, Leo Sarkisian, and I hope that we've helped to start a happy week for you, and we both wish you a very, very nice week until we're together again.